Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping.
Yeah.
Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
Show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artists.
Woo!
On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. I start every show by saying that, no matter what happened during the day. And let's just be honest, straight up, it's been a strange day. It's been a disappointing day for some, whatever. So we thought, hey, let's not get bogged down in the negativity or the sadness or the weirdness. Let's just have a really happy show.
Yeah.
So I have this, I'm going to reach over and get a little sign that I bring to my desk every day. I'm going to hold it up. Draco, what does it say?
Joy.
It says joy. And today is going to be all about joy because we need it every day, but some days more than ever.
Some days we're a little bit more than others.
A little bit more. So today's Ash London Live 5 is going to be happy music, the kind of music that you listen to and you go, yay, yay. Draco, have you got a track that you might be throwing into the ring?
I mean, it is, I guess, you know, talking about America, Donald Trump, Miley party in the USA. I think we finally get to play it.
It is a very, very happy song. Producer Luke, what are you thinking? Any thoughts for the Ash London Live 5?
Well, obviously, Pharrell.
Boring. I know. You had a great suggestion before about getting on the booze.
Oh, tub thumping.
Chumbawamba.
Is that what that song's about?
I get down, you drink the vodka.
Come on, mate. Those are two great happy suggestions. In 10 minutes' time, I've got an Ash London Loves track from Arizona that is American dudes. It is so cool. I discovered it a couple of days ago en route home from Amsterdam, but let's kick the show off with a happy song indeed. This is Naked Sexual. We are back in Australia. Ash London Live. Happy to be here.
Ash London Live.
Oh, time to get some more music on the air. But I thought I'd give a bit of a background on our next artist because they're one of those artists that kind of like you know their music, but you don't know them. One of those like weird, like, I'm talking about Clean Bandits. Like,
you're
like,
oh, you're right. Yeah, know the music, don't know them.
Who are they? Is it a guy or is it a girl? Are they producers? Well, I'm here to shed some light on the situation. So probably the most famous Clean Bandit song is the one that really put Jess Glynn on the map, rather be.
Yeah. Song, I loved it.
Yeah, it actually got a Grammy. It got a Grammy.
Did it really?
It won a Grammy, and it was like they'd only been making music for kind of less than a year. So there was four of them. Now there's three of them: chick and three dudes. again, like our Ash London Loves artist tonight, Arizona. They met in music school. You'll hear a lot of strings in Clean Bandits music, a lot of cello and violins. And that's because as well as being producers, they play the strings, which I really, really love.
Fancy.
Yes, so fancy. So it brings a kind of new musicality to the kind of music they play, which I really enjoy. So tonight they've teamed up with Sean Paul. Love Sean Paul.
Again.
Everyone loves Sean Paul. He was in that Little Mix Hair.
Yeah.
He's making a big old comeback. And Anne-Marie, who we chatted to like a couple of days ago on the EMA's red carpet. It feels like this girl is everywhere. Rudimental kind of mentored her, and now she's just doing her own thing all over the world, and it's exciting to see her explode. So the new track from Clean Bandit featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie is called Rockabye. Bit of a message behind this one. It's a relatively new one. Enjoy it. Shoot us a tweet at Ash London Live if you love it or if you hate it. The Weeknd, Starboy on Ash London Live. Fantastic Beasts. That's really hard to say.
Yeah.
Fantastic
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
And where to... Hey, sorry, aren't you a great radio host?
Yep.
Jeez. That in cinemas September...
November.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's in cinemas November 9th. Go and check it out. November 9th is today.
What a mess. We did just fly 24 hours home from Amsterdam and get in a couple of hours ago, so we're forgiven.
We're forgiven, yeah.
We're forgiven. Okay, I want to talk about some amazing Australian music. Unless you've been living under a rock, which is cool, Altian Child's style. That was a cave, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a cave, which is a big rock. So
it's a big with a hole in it.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Back in 2012, we first heard about Chet Faker, and he kind of stormed onto the scene as this cool bearded fella. It was kind of him and Flume for a while, like the darlings of Australian music.
That's right,
every year, one of them just swept the Aries, and Flume's set to do it again this year. The biggest one, and oh, they worked together as well, 2013 mm-hmm. for Drop the Game. And then 2014 was the year of Chet. He brought out the album Built on Glass. 2014, they were number one in Australia. This was the big track off it. Talk
and talk is cheap, my darling. When you're feeling right at home, I wanna make you move with confidence. I wanna be with you alone.
I'll never forget when he performed that at the ARIA Awards. It was him on a piano with like a light on him and the crowd. This is a bit of an insider's goss on the ARIAs.
Yeah.
Everyone's pretty far up their own asses at that event. Like, everyone's like, you know, I'm better than that guy, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone in the room was just silent, staring and enjoying the music.
Wow.
It was such a beautiful moment. He's a really, really special guy. About a year later, he teamed up with Marcus Mann, switched it up for The Trouble With Us, and then we just kind of didn't really hear much from him. Now he's done something really interesting. He's ditched the moniker Chet Baker and he's just gone with his real name, Nick Murphy. Now, Chet Baker is Chet Baker is like a jazz, I think he's a trumpetist. Don't Google that. Something like that.
Right.
And he was really, and Chet was really inspired by that. But I kind of love this. And this happens not just when you're a musician, I think, but in life, you get a bit older and you realize that you just kind of, I don't know, want to drop the BS and do your own thing. And I think the difference is really reflected in the kind of music that he's making now as Nick Murphy. So he dropped a track called Fearless recently, but it's this next one that is literally just dropped a couple days ago that I want to play. It's called Stop Me and then in parentheses, Stop You. It's a really, really great track.
What's parentheses?
Like brackets.
Oh, brackets.
It's
okay. Why'd you say brackets?
Because parentheses is a better word.
All right, Miss London, the English teacher.
Hashtag Sarfancy, like years earlier. So we're going to get the track on right now from Nick Murphy, a.k.a. Chet Baker, but it's just Nick Murphy. This is Stop Me, Stop You. It's a first play on Ash London Live. Hope you love it.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.